but it was one of those that I had to question, God is or God isn't? God is everything or God is nothing?
Welcome to the Second Wind Podcast, dedicated to guiding you towards a healthier, happier, and more fulfilling life. I am your host, Judy Marie Trimber, best-selling author and founder of Miracles of Health. As someone who has naturally healed through numerous health challenges myself, I clearly understand the struggles that many of us face on a daily basis. But I also know that there is hope and healing beyond those challenges. Through my journey and experiences, I have learned how to create purpose beyond pain and find joy in life again. In this podcast, I share my personal insights as well as practical tips and advice to help you on your own journey towards health, healing, and prosperity. It's time to catch your second wind so you can soar towards a brighter future.
Hello, everyone. I think I want to keep doing more of the doula. That was awesome. Just awesome. And I want to thank you so much for this opportunity to share a little bit of a story about how I came across my second wind in life. And it's about finding purpose beyond pain. So I want to ask a couple questions to start with. Are you in a place you need to find purpose beyond your pain, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually? Have you ever been in that place? Has your hope and your GPS faith kind of got off track a little bit, not quite on the journey that you want to be on? Are you ready to activate your miracles in your life? Because that's what we're going to be talking about, and I'm so excited. And I'm so excited about, and I'll share with you a little more that I have found out even some more about Myrtle Fillmore, who is the mother of unity. So I'm really thrilled to share this. So I'm going to share a little story that happened to me in 2018. I really was led through the Spirit to make a decision that was one of the toughest, hardest decisions I think I've ever made in my life. But it was one of those that I had to question, God is or God isn't? God is everything or God is nothing? And living by my principles, living by what God has given me in the messages, I made some decisions that were, I want to say, very, very painful. And I don't know if some of you have ever experienced when you've had some hurt, you've had some pain, and literally you thought, it felt like your heart was bleeding. It felt like my heart was bleeding. I didn't know, even never dealt with that level of grieving. It was just so beyond. I didn't even want to live through it. But I was always a person who believed so strongly since I was little about praying. And I'm very, very committed and passionate about prayer life, about talking with God, talking to my higher self. For me, I connect with the Holy Spirit. For me, I connect with Christ consciousness. And please use whatever higher power words or what you connect with. But I knew always I was still connected with God and trying to understand, why did this happen? All of those questions, how could I have done it differently? And this, for me personally, it had to do with a situation of estrangement and where I lost contact with my children and my grandchildren. And it, every dream, every hope I had of being a nana, being a grandma, being a mother, you know, everything just came to a screeching halt. The reality that I knew, the reality I thought God wanted for me, was gone. I couldn't even pull it up on a screen anywhere inside of my vision, my head. What has happened? And I continue with my prayers. I continue with journaling. I would get on my knees every day. And the love of God never left me. And one of the things that my Hopi nickname means water lily, so I do get tears a bit. And I knew, you know, with all my years of learning and everything I've experienced, I've been on this path for so many years, that life happens for us, not to us. Stay in the solution, not the problem. And even though my mind, the noise in my head, would try to figure out, how in the world can this have been different? How could this have happened? The sweet whispers of God, the gentle whispers of God, knew what this destiny was about, knew what this path was about. So a year into this, I'm in the middle of the night, I'm looking at my YouTube, you know, very, very rare I ever even do that. And there came something popped up. And I used to watch the movie The Secret. I loved it. It was so life-changing years ago. And there was a name that said Bob Proctor, okay? And I didn't know who Bob Proctor was. It, you know, said he was in The Secret. He was in the movie, part of making it. And I just knew the promptings of the Spirit inside of me said, you got to meet him. Okay? I had no idea where he was, what any of that. And of course, my partner's used to me saying stuff like this, I'm going to go meet my Bob Proctor, and he knows to move out of the way. Okay? She is like secretary at the horse, you know, just let her do her own stride. And that's what I was doing. And I made connection to their office and wrote a letter, and there was a small group of people getting together, and he picked me to join in. And before I knew it, I was on a plane to Toronto, but I had to go first class, he said. I never went first class, okay? And this was an amazing experience. This is divine intervention happening in my life. And I know that happens to each and every one of us. And in meeting Bob, it was just phenomenal. And I'm so thankful to be able to have time with him before he had passed on, and to have some of those teachings with him. And spending time with him, he said to me, because he knew the pain I was in, and he said, Judy, you need purpose beyond your pain. And that just went right through me, like, wow. Wow, I've been through a lot of things in life, purpose beyond pain. But I knew I didn't want that separate from God. I didn't want that separate from a spiritual path of how may I serve more? How may I love more? How may I fear less and love more? How may I judge less and love more? And in this process, I knew if I held on to resentment, if I held on to blame, if I held on to feeling guilty or any obligation or duty and trying to fix and control things, I would just be poisoning my own blood. I didn't want that. I wanted to be purified, whatever that takes. And so in that experience there with Bob Proctor, the night before we were having another meeting, I came up with this idea. Not me, it was intuition, and intuition to me is God speaking through me, as me, and said, you're gonna write a book called Second Wind. And when Bob said, you need to find purpose beyond pain, it was Second Wind. How can I get a second wind in my life? What does that look like? What does that mean? And I shared that the next morning with Bob, and I said, would you endorse this? He got up right away, went to his team, his crew, and he wrote down how he was going to endorse the book. He had them draw up samples of covers right away. Now, this is God working right there. Right there. And I want to tell you, previous to going there, I'm just going to share a really short story. I was born with a degenerative bone condition. Doctors said for years I'd never be out of a wheelchair come age 30. And I knew inside of me, that's not God's plan for me, okay? I didn't know how it was going to be different. As time went on, I had multiple surgeries. I was diabetic. I developed Epstein-Barr diabetes, severe rheumatoid arthritis, and eventually I was in a brace, and that's how I was able to get up and move. And I was so addicted to pain pills. I was baptized 4 times. I was excommunicated 2x. You know, I am on this journey of unraveling everything that does not serve my highest good, but what will serve my highest good. Give me the truth. You know, give me the answers, give me the direction. And then I had a very strong spiritual experience at that time, is how I got on this path 36 years ago of awakening. And the reality is, it doesn't stop, okay? It goes deeper and it gets better. When we have our greatest struggles, when we have our greatest losses, are our greatest blessings, our greatest opportunities to continue to evolve. And that's what I'm committed to. And that's what I want to share my story, a little bit of this today. And I'm keeping it brief, believe me, because I am used to going for days, you know. And so if you see my partner hold up time signs, you know, that's but I have to tell you, somebody gave me permission today to not be too concerned about it, and it's Reverend Jim. So, but his wife may feel different. So, so we're on it here, you know. But the idea of finding purpose beyond pain, and that we're not limited to it only physically. It could be on any which level, and so I was adopted years ago by the Hopi, so they helped raise me and my children. I've spent a lot of time Second Mesa, Arizona, and going through a lot of the teachings. And what they talked about today of what we're living in is called the purification, that we are living during a time of such change. And to be purified, and every secret thing will be made known. Not one stone will go unturned. And that's, so there's a lot of things that are rising up in so many people's lives, myself included. And I bless it and I thank it. May I be purified so I can have that light body, whatever it is, having more of the direct communication from the divine. And many, many times in meditation, I've heard this recently here too, which is just so amazing, is be still, be still. Peace, be still, and know that I am with you. That has just been amazing, and it's just coming through my meditation so often. So, winding this down a little bit, years ago, I met back in this room, and I didn't even know it was called the Myrtle Room. I met for hours back in that room with somebody who would be counseling me and going through a lot. And then when I met there several weeks, maybe it's been a couple months ago with Reverend Sharon Bush, I just couldn't stop crying. Like the tears are flowing. And I look on the wall, and I saw what was written on the wall about Myrtle Fillmore, the mother of unity. I really have to read something to you. If any of you have not gone in there and read this, I've got some stuff to share. This is really, really amazing. And this is a big part of being here. I believe in healing. I believe in miracles. I believe when Jesus said, "What I have done, you could do even greater." You know, this is so divine. Myrtle knew she could heal herself, and she did. Her intense healing experience has been an inspiration to people around the world and the cornerstone of how unity began more than 100 years ago. Myrtle was sickly as a child and a young adult suffering from tuberculosis. After attending a New Thought lecture in 1886, Myrtle came away with one statement that changed her life. I am a child of God, and therefore I do not inherit sickness. And she went on to say, I do not believe in evil, I believe in good. I do not believe in sin, I believe in truth. I do not believe in want, I believe in abundance. I do not believe in death, I believe in life. I do not believe in ignorance, I believe in intelligence. There are no discords in my being. Being in peace, my faith and understanding and love are becoming one. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. A time that unity is so important in the world. Unity is so important in this community versus separation. That's what this place is so hugely about. And then this is, and if any of you ever want to go on, she has some pretty amazing YouTube stories, inspiration, amazing. So I want to share with you about what she did. 2 years later, after 1886, then 2 years later, 1888, completely cured. She talked to the light in every part of her body and have it do just what she wanted. She began to teach her body and got marvelous results. Instead of seeing her body as weak and diseased, she began speaking words of strength and power for every part of her body. Her liver, her stomach, abdomen, limbs, eyes, and heart. She didn't get discouraged. It was slow to wake up, but she kept persisting. Right on, both silently and out loud. Declaring words of truth until they did respond. Also told them they were free, unlimiting spirit. I told them they were the centers of life and energy. And 2 years later, her tuberculosis completely gone. We have access strongly to prayers, our thoughts, our meditation, whatever it is. And shortly, I'll be taking you through a meditation very similar to what she did. I had also brought, if anyone wants afterwards too, I'm donating some books to Unity. So the book that I most recently wrote, Second Wind, is available here along with my first book. So I got to share with you just one more little quick thing, even though I'm almost getting another sign here. But I want to encourage you to believe. Be open and believe in the power of healing. Believe in miracles. Believe that there are no accidents, what you've come here to do, what you've come here to be. Believe in your destiny, that you have purpose beyond. And I'm going to share with you what Bob Proctor, I remember hearing him live in Toronto, and then he's shared this on many lectures, and I have put this in my book. If you want to be free, if I want to be free, I've got to be me. Not the me I think my wife thinks I should be. Not the me I think my kids think I should be. If I want to be free, I've got to be me. Not the me I think you think I should be. If I want to be free, I've got to be me. I better know who me is. Okay? And that's what he said to me. Judy, you got to know who you are. This second wind is going to open up your life. Things are going to change. Don't be afraid of change. Be more concerned if we don't change. We live in an ocean of motion, of change, so one with Source and God. And I am so excited to be here today and share any possibilities of miracles that will come into your life even before you go out these doors. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode. I trust that you found the insights and stories shared inspiring and beneficial. If you're ready to catch your second wind and transform your life, hit that subscribe button so that you are first to know when episodes are released every week. Let's continue the journey of health and transformation together. To support this podcast, please leave a rating and a written review on your podcast app of choice. Help us strengthen the winds of change by sharing the Second Wind podcast with everyone you know. For more information, please visit judymarie.net and miraclesofhealth.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at Judy Marie Trimber and at Miracles of Health. Always remember to believe in miracles and never give up on yourself. Embrace your own second wind. Take care and be well.